I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about the movie Do Revenge, Rihanna's new music, Joshua Jackson and Jodie Turner Smith, Ime Udoka of the Boston Celtics, a potential Beyoncé visual album, Robin Wright's divorce details, two juicy blind items, and so much more. We're discussing all of this with return guest and senior editor at Today.com, Alexander Casala. Let's get started. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today we have return guest, senior editor at Today.com, Alexander Casala. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome back.
I am so good. Last time, like, I swear to gosh, I got the most and the best followers from doing this podcast with you. Like, I got probably 500, 600 new followers just from appearing on here. And I tell you, they have been the best followers, always engaging with me, always commenting on my stuff. And like, the people who follow you are loyal and they are just like good Instagrammers.
They are so amazing. I agree with that. And I love to hear it. It's kind of like hearing like your children are well-behaved at school. Like, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Of you telling me that. But they are amazing. I've said it so many times that my followers, they're so engaging. They're so smart. They're so witty. They make me laugh. I can't say enough nice things about them. That's honestly what has kept me going.
Yes. So if anybody likes what I say or you know, what we're talking about, and they like my point of view, Fame Problems, F-A-Y-M-E Problems on Instagram, you can follow me there.
Yeah, I will tag you for sure. Well, let's get started. We have a lot to cover today. I just want to start with a couple updates, as always. It was announced that Rihanna, well, was it announced? I don't even know if it was officially announced. It's implied that Rihanna will be the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
It was announced.
Oh, it was. Okay. Because I saw her picture. I saw the headlines, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, no. It's definitely happening. I was working when the news came out. At first, it was like, okay, she's holding a football. Obviously, we know it was implied. And then maybe about like 20 to 30 minutes, the official press releases came out. Roc Nation said something. The NFL said something. But yeah, I think people are super, super excited.
They're so excited. So I just wanted everyone to know, because I posted a little update to that, because everyone now is anticipating her new music being released. I heard December. I also heard January. But someone else chimed in and said, Rihanna has been in a recording studio a lot the last few weeks. Drake was also in a studio in New York City after he came for the Amsterdam premiere. They're different studios, but literally they were in different studios on the same few nights last week.
maybe a coincidence, but wouldn't it be fun if they were low-key doing another collab? I mean, that would be fucking epic.
Oh, I totally, yeah, that would be awesome. Also, Rihanna's website was like down yesterday, so people are thinking she's going to be launching something huge from there.
Yeah. Well, we'll obviously keep you guys updated with any other information I get. Another question everyone's asking me is when Beyonce is going to be releasing her visuals. And she has them filmed. Somebody confirmed that when I posted this week, saying that around the time of shooting the Taylor Swift videos, there were 6 Beyonce videos shooting over the course of a month in Los Angeles. Not sure if they went and shot in additional locations and are in the process of creating an entire visual album, but there are videos coming, at least 6.
How do you get your Beyonce information?
I don't really get a lot of Beyonce information. It is very, very, very difficult.
Right. Cause that's probably like super, super locked down. I mean, but there's also like, what is the second and the third act of Renaissance? And when is that coming out too?
I heard one of them is country. And I heard that she is doing a duet or a cover of a Dolly Parton song. I posted about it a while ago. So basically, I heard about the Dolly Parton rumor first. And then somebody very, very, very reliable confirmed that one of them will be country. So in which case, it made the Dolly Parton rumor seem more viable.
And they were from 2 separate sources, that information.
Yeah, a lot of the music information do come from separate sources. There's definitely a couple people that have given me, you know, continuous information over the course of the past 2 years, but people will chime in. I think that people get nervous when it comes to like Taylor, Beyonce, not necessarily Rihanna so much, but Taylor and Beyonce to spill anything because their camps are so tight-lipped. So right. It is hard to get actual information, but I do try. And sometimes I get it wrong, but I try.
But I was just saying that like the Dolly Parton came from like one person and then the other country yes. thing came from like a totally, oh, okay, right. So that does make it, the country thing seems like a little cuckoo. One of the greatest songs like she's done or like moments was like her collaboration with the Dixie Chicks a couple years ago. So maybe like that inspired her to like do this country thing. But also paired with the first album, it definitely seems a little random, but who knows?
Yeah. I mean, the second person who confirmed the country part of it would know. I'll just put it that way.
Oh my gosh. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the next little update I have for you guys is people were asking about intel regarding the set and the filming of the movie Do Revenge. Have you seen that, Alex? It was on Netflix. It's Mm-mm. so good.
What is it about?
It's like it's a young adult like high school type movie. It's kind of like an amalgamation of like Mean Girls, Clueless.
Yes. I think I saw the picture for it. Okay, yes.
It's really, really good. It's a really, really good movie. If you guys haven't seen it and you like, you know, it is young adult and it is set in high school, but I personally am like an adult trapped in a 16-year-old's body. So I like all that kind of shit. It's like up my alley. I will also recommend, I had Billy Eichner on my show last night, on my live show, and I was gushing to him about Bros, but it's so good. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it like months ago.
You did? Did you like it?
Yeah, I got like a special, I got like a crazy, crazy, crazy advanced screening. Yeah, I was like in a movie theater by myself.
Did you like it?
I did like it. I did really like it. I think that it like to me, like I am that character. So I definitely related to it in ways that, you know, I think was really, really intense and really, really exciting to like relate to somebody like that on a camp, on a, you know. I really, really liked it. I feel that like the comparison between that and Fire Island has been interesting. It's because they're like the 2 big gay movies that come out this summer. And obviously he said some things that got him in trouble kind of, but I feel like Fire Island was almost a movie made for like queer people, whereas Rose is a gay movie made for straight people, which I'm also fine with, you know what I mean? Because there has to be some sort of entry level point for, you know, people that are consuming this in such a mass market general appeal. I really, really liked it. I interviewed him. I interviewed a couple other people from it.
I didn't see Fire Island. Is that starring Bowen Yang?
Yeah. really not his, like he's in it, but it was this other person, Joel Kim Booster. And it came out in the beginning of the summer, and it's very specific to like a week in Fire Island. They were kind of getting lumped together at the beginning of the summer, a lot of the films, because they're both on a very large scale. And then I think like Billy sort of got a little bit perturbed by that lumping in. And so he made some comments in like a Variety interview, really trying to kind of like delineate his film from Fire Island. And that got him in like a lot of hot water. Basically, he was like, Bros isn't some, you know, little streaming film. It's like an actual like, yeah. And,
well,
and
he's the not Twitter, wrong.
He's definitely not wrong. But then it was just like people were like, well, why do you gotta shit on somebody else's thing to make your thing better? And then like Joel Kim Booster, who was the creator of that one, was at Burning Man, and like 10 days later he released a statement because he was getting tweeted at and, you know, so much about this whole conversation and stuff. And yeah, you know, there's sometimes when you're like a marginalized person, you really are trying to always fight for that seat at the table where you're like, oh, like there's only one version of this thing can really exist. And that's that fighting nature is only created because of like, you know, society and the forces that like the, so I kind of get that feeling, but there is room for like two gay movies in one summer to do well and be different and, you know, all that.
Okay. Well, let's get back to Do Revenge. Thank you for your review.
You brought up Bros, girl. You brought up Bros, not me.
Listen, I know. Well, I'm a bro girl, so I don't want to hear about Fire Island. No offense. Okay. So somebody wanted to know gossip, and somebody wrote in saying this: a hot cast plus a sexually charged movie equals many off-screen liaisons. Think everyone with everyone else. Lots of behind the scenes gossip too. By the end of filming, the majority of actors had a riff with one another, mainly the girls. I also wouldn't rule out some of those who are in relationships now didn't seem to matter much during filming. So typical, you know, young set things happening. That's what I'll say about that.
Who are some of the stars in this project?
Cammy Mendez and Maya Hawke are the two.
Oh, Maya Hawke. Yes. Yeah. She's like the big one. Okay. Yes. Now I remember seeing the poster with her name on it.
Yeah. So I just wanted to like fill you in. Sometimes it's like, that's something I could have posted, you guys, but sometimes I prefer to say things on the podcast because I get nervous of like the young backlash. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes the younger listeners like can't handle hearing certain information. So if I posted that, everyone would be like, you know, do Maya and Cammy hate each other? Like who was hooking up? And sometimes it's like not worth it for me because I don't have those answers. So that's why that was something I just read. Just a little tidbit into my process. Okay. The next thing I quickly want to talk about is Joshua Jackson and Jodie Turner Smith. Last week I posted a blind item. I'm going to read it to you unblinded. And then we'll talk about it. Joshua Jackson and Jodie Turner Smith have been estranged for a couple of months now. They recently stopped following each other on Instagram. Ironically, the public distance comes amidst a PR campaign they are doing for Motorola's Razr phone, showcasing their togetherness. Note that Josh and Nancy Gomez, Jodie's BFF, who was there to photograph all of Jodie's great looks at the Venice Film Festival, have also unfollowed one another. So I posted this as a blind item. A couple hours later, they were following each other on Instagram. Now, I have screenshots of their accounts.
Oh, my God.
Of them not following each other.
The power you have. You're bringing people back together is what you're doing.
I mean, listen, I do think that there is an estrangement to their relationship. I do think that they still maintain separate residences. Now, whether or not that is a arrangement that they have that they're fine with, I don't know. Or if they are headed for a split, that I don't know either.
I do not understand them as a couple. They are so odd to me. Like,
really? I think they're like one of the hottest couples in.
It's not that they're not hot, but like, she just seems so like chic and like couture and like Black Girl Magic and like all of these like really kind of like special things and just like, and he just seems, I'm sorry, just like so basic. And like, I love him still and he's great, but there just seems to be like such a disconnect in like their energies of like, what was he, Seventh Heaven? Not Seventh Heaven, Dawson's Creek?
Dawson's Creek, how dare you?
Yeah, like he's like Dawson's Creek and like she's serving like soon to be Oscar winner for something, or I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
he's an incredible actor. I don't know if you've seen Dr. Death or The Affair. He's an incredible actor.
I missed those.
So I disagree with you, but you're entitled to your opinion. I think that the point is their relationship might be on the rocks. Now, cut to this morning, there was a picture released of them holding hands, walking in LA somewhere. It looks like maybe they're going to dinner. It was released, and now that picture is everywhere. I have it on good authority that that picture was staged. And I am like the first one to say like PR pictures, you know, aren't as staged as you guys think and you guys always overreact. But that one for sure, I have on good authority, was staged. So what does that tell you? Maybe, you know. Oh, and also the picture came out of them holding hands. And then a couple hours later, she posted on her Instagram an ad for Razor, the phone, of them two kind of canoodling. And she says, beyond excited to give young designers a platform to showcase their creativity.
I mean, I think you're missing like the major like plot line here and the point that we really have to discuss. Who is buying a Razor phone in 2022? Or who's even trying to sell somebody a Razor? I didn't even know they still existed. Right?
Well, that's why it's so important that they
they salvage their relationship so we could go back to the amazing technology that the Razor phone was. Yeah. But that, I mean, this is giving me a little bit of like J-Lo, A-Rod vibes, because it seemed like they were dissolving or like breaking apart. And then I think they had like a Vita gummy, like cross partnership relationship brand deal that they were like also endorsing at the end. And it did kind of seem like, are they just staying together for these endorsements? Because they probably have so many at this point.
Yeah. Yes. They also did something with J. Crew.
J-Lo and A-Rod, or Joshua and Jody?
Joshua and Jody.
No, I didn't. Are you wearing like a Joshua Jackson t-shirt right now? I feel like you're like a super Joshua Jackson fan. Like,
I am.
Yeah.
Wait, listen. Any OGs that are listening right now, they know that like every time we would do a Q&A back in the day, people would be like, who's your celebrity crush? Like people would ask me that, and he was always on the list. So yes, it's funny that you picked up on that because it's true.
If this was a movie, we would zoom out and there would just be like posters of like... And maybe like one of those weird like serial killer things with like those strings going across things.
I have like an altar. I know, I have like a Joshua Jackson altar like in the corner.
Yeah.
With like candles. No, Joshua Jackson is a hottie. I love them together. I hope they don't break up. It's looking kind of shady. And I actually have to say that I'm kind of surprised that these two are pulling these tricks out. I'm surprised that they're calling paparazzi. I'm surprised that they're not like more forthcoming if they aren't a couple anymore. You know what I mean? It just seems like,
I mean, it's money. I mean, it's all about like that money.
I guess you're right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Probably like 3 years ago when they started dating, they like would never have done this. But now they're like, their relationship got them so much like sort of credit. Which is a weird thing to say because that shouldn't give you like credit in Hollywood or whatever, your work should. But I think their personal relationship gave them like I can't really name any of her films, you know, or like I like you just named two of his movies. I can't really name that. But when I think of them now as celebrities, I think of them in terms of their relationship.
Yeah. I mean, she's a great actress. Apparently. I haven't seen her in anything, but I think that she has a good reputation for being a good actress. I will say that Joshua Jackson does like to use the DMs for any ladies out there listening. And one of my hottest celebrity sex stories that I've ever posted was about Joshua Jackson, and it wasn't a blind item. Like, this person did not care. She told me the story of her and Joshua Jackson having sex. She described it like pretty explicitly and just let me post it, and it was fucking hot.
You're saying he uses the DMs like before he's in a relationship, like not in this, not like now?
I know he used the DMs at the beginning of their relationship.
Oh,
I haven't heard about anything like recently.
Okay, well, that's good.
In the past like couple of years. But my point is, like, you know, we'll know when they're ready to tell us. And obviously right now they're in the middle of a contract, so we don't expect anything anytime soon.
Like, literally, like, the future of the razor, like, is in their hands.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm not sure this was on your list, but I have to just bring it up. Have you watched Dahmer, or are you like talking about, thinking about, reading about Dahmer?
No, I can't watch it. I hated it. I tried twice. I got 20 minutes in and I was like, this is disgusting. I don't like it. Like, his apartment was dirty.
Yeah.
Like, it was really gritty and grimy. And I felt like the first 20 minutes, I don't know if I'm ruining anything, but they put such like emphasis on the fact, like, was he gay? Like, I don't know. Like, is that even the point? Like, he murdered people.
Well, that's funny thing that, like, people are like, oh, you can't have the LGBTQ tag on it. But I'm kind of like, no, like, put the LGBTQ, like gay people can be, like, bad too. It's just, like, weird to me how people were like, no, like, this isn't the type of representation we want. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. No, this isn't the kind of representation we want. But it is still, like, the reality of one, like, crazy, kooky gay man. And, like, true equality comes when you're like, you know what? There are great gay people and there are some like really shitty gay people too. And like, that's one of the examples. I think he definitely was gay. Obviously, like, when you're doing these things, they're not from a place of love. They're from a place of something else. But no, he was gay. So put that LGBTQ little taggy thing on there, Netflix. Like, go for it. People have like all types of opinions about this. I think it is like you said, it's super, super gross. And the one thing, it made me feel better about my apartment. I'm like, okay, if that's what his apartment looks like.
Yeah, don't feel bad about your apartment. Right. I was just like, I can't. Like, I tried twice. I really did. Because I like, you know, serial killer stories. And
but gay serial killers, you're just not okay with.
No, it wasn't even the fact that he was gay. It was just the fact, like, the way it was filmed. And, he, you know, maybe he's too convincing as Jeffrey Dahmer. And I don't like to see Evan Peters like that. Mm. Like, it was too creepy. Like, I was like, this is not enjoyable for me.
And then there's like the people getting mad because other people are like thirsting after him. And then there's like other people that are saying, like, there's like all types of conversations. I think it was like the tweeted most thing this past weekend was this show and people mostly being angry about it. But are you being angry about the show, or are you being angry about the fact that, like, reality let this happen? That's what you're actually angry about. It's sort of, like, misplaced, you know?
How many people did he actually murder?
17, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to everyone's favorite subject. This is going to be super quick. I just want to update people. Don't Worry, Darling. It was released this weekend. I haven't seen it yet. Have you?
What? You haven't seen it yet?
No, I don't go to the movie theater in New York City. So I have to wait until I'm in the suburbs to go to the movie theater.
Why don't you go to the movie theater in New York City?
Because ever since, like, the bed bug outbreak, like, 10 years ago, I just can't.
Oh, so you're hypochondriac?
Well, I don't want bed bugs. Do you?
Well, I went Friday night, 9:55, like, East Village Angelica. It was the best decision I've ever made for myself. I have never had so much fun at a movie-going experience. Like, seeing this film with, like, 300 NYU girls was, like, a dream. no, I mean, I was like, yes, movies are back.
Yes, I will see it. I will see it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
The other problem kind of is, like, are you getting invited to, like, screenings or premieres now and stuff? Like, are you getting sent screeners for things?
Yes.
So, like, it's hard, though, because a screener you get, do you really want to have this experience, like, in your bed on your laptop? Like, no.
No. Well, back to Bros, no. I got a screener for it. I watched it on my laptop in my bed, and I wish I'd seen it on a bigger screen.
Right. But then there's also, like, oh, yeah, I'm seeing it, like, weeks or months in advance, and that's cool. But then you're also kind of not experiencing it with everybody else when they are. And I almost think there's something really nice about that. So, like, I did have access to Don't Worry, Darling. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing any stories on this. I'm just going to wait to see this. And then, like, it was so worth it seeing in the theaters.
So I shouldn't try to get a screener is what you're
saying. No, you should definitely see it in the theater. I mean, people were charged during our showing. Like, every time he spoke, people, like, screamed and, like, kind of just, like, reacted, like, very audibly and stuff. So that was just kind of, like, fun. It almost became, like, a Rocky Horror Picture Show where, like, people were, like, throwing popcorn and, like, frogs at the screen. But she's amazing. But she's, like, absolutely amazing. She's so good.
Florence.
Yes. And the film
you
is
mean Flo
the
Poe.
Film. The film is good. Like, it's not, like, it's sort of predictable. And, like, the twist is kind of interesting. But... And it's beautifully shot, but she is, like, really, really good. I think for him, like, his first major film, it's a little tough. I kind of see maybe why Shia LaBeouf would have been better, because there's sort of, like, a darker side to him, I think, in general. And that this character kind of, like, has that I don't think he really tapped into. So, yeah, we'll see. But I'm sure your listeners will have lots of opinions, and maybe they'll hate me or love me for what I said.
No, I've been getting a lot of messages in the DMs about it. I would say majority are positive. There are a couple people that were like, I didn't like it. But a majority of people are saying they enjoyed it. And it was a lot better than what they expected.
For sure. It's not horrible by any means. I mean, like, and people that are saying that it's, like, terrible. I think for him, it's just, like, he's not as good as she is, for sure. And their scenes are so intense that they're kind of, like, unmatched. And people were really reacting to that. Mostly probably because everybody in the theater is, like, low-key obsessed with him and is, like, wearing their, you know, Harry Styles fan shirt from, you know, the concert from his 15 shows at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. So, well, the thing that I just wanted to touch on really quick is that People Magazine put out an article, and it had a letter from the crew, and the members of the crew who signed onto the letter, if you scroll down to the bottom of the article, are listed. Right. So they went on record saying that all these rumors about arguments and whatnot on set were not true. Well, fans noticed that one of the crew members who signed this letter that was in People magazine is the same name as Harry Styles' Finsta. And they were like, why the fuck? I'm not going to say what his Finsta is because I think that people would get upset, and that's private. But they were like, why the fuck did such and such sign the letter? So people think that, like, that was Harry's way of secretly signing this letter. Do you know the letter that I'm referring to? Okay. That's one thing. The next thing is a PA went on their Instagram yesterday, their real Instagram, not a Finsta. So they went on the record and they said, I was a COVID PA for 1 year. Being a COVID PA in general meant withstanding abuse on a daily basis. This film was shot during peak COVID when cases were soaring. I was dealing with a combo of producers on our asses for not doing enough, but the same people turning around telling me not to do my job when it involved high-profile cast and crew. Every day, I felt like I was doing a bad job, that I was being disrespected for doing my job, and that I was not doing enough. Working in Hollywood in general is tough, but in every other position, I have been treated way better. So this PA was saying they were mistreated. I asked them, was there really any fighting on set? And they said, the screaming match rumors are false. I said, did people know that Harry and Olivia were dating? They said they hung out on set, but only at appropriate times, like after we cut or something. And Harry would come by on his days off to watch. So that's it. That's from somebody on set, somebody whose name is in their Instagram account. So I would say they're on the record, but they would like me to keep them.
But was that name on the letter?
That's a good question. I didn't check to see if her name was on the letter.
I mean, all the drama talk and everything, I mean, like, it only made people want to see the movie more. So it worked. I mean, I'm sure it was part of their strategy to sort of, like, if there was even the slightest bit of bad attention, maybe they themselves were like, let's just, like, blow this up and make it into something. Because they all sort of were playing along the entire time. And I mean, like, it kind of, like, really worked. When did we ever get a film that's like that number one at the box office? It wasn't Superhero.
It was number one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. This weekend.
Wow. Good for them.
You sound really surprised.
I am surprised because I didn't know, like, this has nothing to do with their movie. I didn't know how many people were going back to the movies. The last movie I saw in the theaters was Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. And there was me, the person I was with, and two other people in the whole theater. That's it. So I didn't know if people
were the top three, like Don't Worry Darling was plagued with drama. It won the box office this weekend. CNN, The Guardian, Don't Worry Darling shows all publicity is good publicity at the box office.
Oh, good.
So, and it was, that's awesome. Maybe they're going to cut you like a little bit of a check because I'm sure you fueled some of the interest. Yeah, but I mean, like the other thing is too, it's like randomly Olivia Wilde become this like even my friends were sending me like a tweet that was kind of making fun of her. From like video of her protesting Trump a couple years ago. And I just responded being like, I think I are, because they're a little bit younger than me. I'm like, I think the humor we find in things is skewed because like, why are we like making fun of this person for being like doing what you all were doing in 2016 too? Like, it's so weird. And I just feel like in general, like she's kind of become the target of like a lot of this like internet sort of chatter of like cringiness and like weirdness and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, I don't think she's that bad.
Oh, I don't think she's that bad either. People just, you know, they'll pick on every little thing she
does.
And
it's like an ageist thing because it's like, oh, an older woman dating a younger man, you know, maybe there was some nepotism in the hiring or whatever with that, but it's like that happens all the time with men and women, and we totally let it happen.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Okay. So the next thing I just want to talk about, I don't have a lot of information, but I received so many DMs, people wanting to know about this scandal with the coach of the Boston Celtics, Ime Udoka.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
So everyone wants to know about this scandal, and I don't know how much has been released because I haven't been following it, but somebody has sent me a nice message just kind of like summing everything up. So I'll just read it just in case you guys need a little refresher on what's going on. The first part of this message is what I keep getting, and nobody will tell me what it means, but everyone keeps saying it's so much worse than what it's being reported. Okay, so I've gotten that message a couple times, and I'm not really sure what they mean by that because they won't elaborate. This person says, there's been an ongoing investigation for months by an outside legal team. It's really bad. He was having an affair with the VP of Finance's wife. She also works for the team in some way. VP of Finance finds out, goes to upper management. In the meantime, VP of Finance confronts his wife and she tells him everything. Upper management asks Udoka to please stop all contact. He doesn't. He continues to send inappropriate message to her. It gets back to management. They launch an internal review investigation, and it was like Pandora's box was opened. This started approximately June or July. Udoka knew it was under investigation, but didn't tell Nia. Now, he's married to Nia Long. That's his wife. He let her move their family to Boston 2 weeks ago, knowing this was all about to blow up. Other things have been swirling, like there were multiple women in and out of the Boston organization, married and not married. There was a pregnancy, unwanted advances and harassment. There's also supposedly pending legal action. All of this is alleged. He's been suspended for a year and they haven't determined if they are firing him yet. So that's all I know. I feel like that kind of like summed everything up pretty well. Are you following the story? Are you guys following the story at today?
Not really.
No.
I mean, sports is my
people blood. Are really
no,
into
I,
it.
No, I see. I've like seen that woman's name, like Nia Long, right? Trend like yes. So much. And I'm like, who is this person? And like, what happened to her? And it sounds horrible.
Yeah. So my audience always is interested in athletes, but I was surprised. This was kind of like the peripheral, you know, it's like a coach. So I was surprised at how many inquiries I got for more information on this topic. So that's all I have. I guess if there anything else comes out, I'll let you guys know and it will be.
What's about released. These men that like, they are like cooking up these like horrible schemes in the background and then in the foreground, they're like making their women like have these major commitments to them and like screwing them over, sort of like with Chloe and Tristan. Yeah. Right?
They don't give a shit.
It's just so manipulative.
They literally
it's like
don't
you
give
know
a
that
shit.
Like something's happening and like you're making this person move, you're having another baby with them, and it's like meanwhile, you're like having another baby with somebody else or doing all these other sort of like shady things. It's insane.
I think there has to be like a level of sociopathic tendencies with a lot of these men because they just don't give.
And it's more about the secret than anything else, you know?
Right. And I they're so dumb because do they think they're never going to get caught or it's never going to come out?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This person was not on my radar, but somebody sent me a pretty long message about Robin Wright's husband, who she is filing for divorce from. His name is Clement Jaraday. And people were interested in the Q&A. A couple people asked me what's going on with her divorce. So somebody sent me a DM before my Q&A, and I'll just read it to you guys. It says, her soon-to-be ex hasn't been working for Saint Laurent for years. Actually, he is to this day jobless. He's been living off her money. The fact that she hired Laura Wasser tells you all you need to know about him. Also worth mentioning, he never had any kind of executive position at Saint Laurent. Just one of the boys sent to celebrities with the shoeboxes and the dresses. Oh my God. When Robin met him, he was renting a tiny apartment in Paris alongside four guys and was driving an old scooter. For the past 4 years, Robin even tried to finance a clothing line for him. And of course, it failed, since the guy just spends his days DMing women, riding bikes, and playing fake mercenary at gun shooting stages. I don't know what that means. This person is a fan, but they obviously know a lot about the situation. They say, for us, her fans, sadly, it was very clear from the beginning. The guy verified his account like 5 minutes after their marriage. At the time, IG's algorithm let followers see your activity, and this guy was liking and following way too many IG models for a recently married guy, and most certainly DMing them, and still does shamelessly. Is there cheating involved? Sure, and quite embarrassing. A 19-year-old college student who, of course, wants desperately to become an influencer. And that's why I keep her name to myself for now, because that's exactly why she and Clement want to make a name in the gossip rounds. They both want to be influencers. Clement has no job and nothing else going on for himself other than his crumble of fame.
Wow, don't.
This person is like very savage. Needless to say, the guy is extremely superficial and lazy. Sad for Robin. She deserves better. And then they said this, which was the most interesting. By the way, did you know Robin directed the Tell Me Lies season finale? I did not know that. And Tell Me Lies is also a great show on Hulu. I did, in truth, transparency, I did do an ad for them, but I asked to do the ad because I wanted to be able to like shout it from the rooftops a million times how much I loved the show. Like I begged to
FCC
work
ain't
show.
Coming for you, girl.
That's how much
FCC,
I loved
you
it.
You are keeping it transparent, tight, and aware. No, I mean, if you go to her Wikipedia, her first two husbands have a link for their name. He does not. So I think that should just say it all. When you're not even big enough or famous enough to have your own Wikipedia page, it's like maybe you are a little bit of a social climber.
Yeah, that is sad for her because, I mean, I feel like we don't hear a lot about her, but I do think she does direct like a fair amount.
I love how you went from like, and I feel so sad for her, but also like we need to give more awareness to her directing career.
Yeah, like she's a woman in Hollywood and, you know, I am all for... you know, lifting up.
I think that, I mean, he's kind of hot. I mean, like there's just Jared posted some photos of him like surfing or like shirtless, like from a couple years ago. And like the two of them are walking together and she's like fully clothed in like a jacket and he's like shirtless. So it's like, they literally look like they're from two different climates, but he's kind of hot. So maybe she was just like having fun.
Yeah.
She was just having fun with him.
I'm looking now. She was having fun, but maybe she found out. Maybe her eyes opened up to all the things that fan
maybe she knew all along.
In that DM. Maybe she did. You're right. Or maybe she was too busy directing.
No, definitely not that one.
And she didn't know.
But I think that sometimes too, it's like we just perceive these people as being such like, but like maybe she knew he was a dog from the beginning. She didn't care. He was hot. They had a good whatever. Maybe they were a little bit open even and they didn't want to be. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying like, and then maybe like, you know, she got over him. She was like, you know what? This guy's a schmuck. And now like, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be like the most like he's this like philandering, you know, horrible person. And she's this like wilted flower who's like being abused. You know what I mean? Of course, the fan's going to see it that way because like.
I know. You're right. But if anyone who is curious about their pending divorce, that's the information.
I think people just really care about her because, like, she had the whole Sean Penn thing and, like, she's in Forrest Gump and, like, we love her because of that. So I think people do have this, like, really intense affinity. Then there was the Kevin Spacey shit that kind of screwed her over, and that sucked for her because that wasn't her fault, but she kind of got, like, thrown into that mess. So it's like, I think people...
Oh, yeah. She was in House of Cards. Oh, my God. Yeah. I totally forgot. She was amazing. Yeah,
that's also
that.
Probably where she directed a lot. I mean, I do... She was on the show, Today's Show, about a year or two ago. She did some film. It was like almost... It's some sort of like woman in the wilderness, like, you know, like finding herself while, like, you know, trying to build a fire. And like she directed that. She was saying how like she wants to direct more. So we need to get more transparency and awareness to Robin Wright's directing career.
Yes. Thank you for your support with that. I agree. Okay. The last two things I want to talk about are blind items. The first one, I'll give you guys this hint. The first one is about a couple that you guys just asked about in the Q&A from this week. And somebody sent me this about the husband. He's actually sleeping with girls off seeking arrangement and with no protection. My friend's been fucking him, been sleeping with him before he got married and after. $1,000 a meat and honey burdette lingerie. I don't know what that means. $1,000 a meat and honey burdette lingerie.
A meat and honey burdette?
So they wrote $1,000 a meat, like M-E-E-T, and then they wrote and honey
burdette
lingerie.
Oh, like $1,000 okay, just so, to meat, and like you also...
And then plus give, you get this
which
honey
I never
burdette
even heard of. Is that like a... It
me
almost
either.
Looks like a Fredericks of Hollywood.
Okay, well, there you go. Then they go on to say he's still active and he fucks anything because my homegirl isn't the hottest. She's like a 6 and shaped funny, but he still paid and kept paying his poor wife.
Who is this friend talking about their friend's body that way? They said shaped like a pear? What did they say?
Shaped funny.
Oh my God. Shaped if my friend, could you imagine if your friend told somebody else that you're shaped funny?
I mean, I have no idea who it is. So, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it matters.
My homegirl's in the hot.
They're still saying it about,
no,
they're still
I have,
saying
like,
it
no
about
idea.
Their friend.
I guess.
That girl is not, that,
that
girl is not
is
that
what you're
friend.
Most
that girl
appalled
is not that
about.
Because no girl would ever say about their friend that. So you should, that should have been your response then. Be like, hey boo, like, I know her people hurt, but like.
Listen, I'm not here to like, you know, correct people's morality.
Maybe if they're calling, they're saying their friend is shaped funny.
All right. I love that this is what you're taking away from that.
Other people too are going to be like, fuck. What? No.
Well, they are now because you're making such a big deal about it. But they're going to they're going to try to guess who this is about. I don't think I could ever say. I feel
who
so
the guy
bad.
Is.
Yeah, it's like a doozy. I mean, I gave the hint. You can go back. I save everything to highlight.
Who would play this guy in a movie?
Oh, God. Armie Hammer.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I know. I don't know. Why did that just roll off my tongue like so easily?
Wait, did you see? There's something about that we should go into in a second. But
oh, yeah. Oh, God. No, we could go right into that. I'm just like staying away from the Armie Hammer thing because whatever I say, I always wind up getting blamed for everything. So
no, did you see that? Like, it may have come out that like she was planting stories using a friend's email.
Yes. Yes, I knew about this. Okay, so this is a good example because somebody asked me if I find out about stories before they drop. And yes, I knew about this. But I didn't post about it, but now everyone's picking it up. I mean, I'd be lying if I said... Well, actually, all the texts were posted. Effie posted all the text messages that Elizabeth was sending her. Trying to, you know, work together to get Armie's story out there. But yeah, so everyone's claiming now, if you guys missed this, that Elizabeth used her friend's email and her friend's account to disguise herself to as like a tipster to try to get information about Army out.
So cuckoo. Like, that has to be like, I mean, I guess like he was eating people or wanting to eat people. So maybe that should be the craziest thing in the story. But like, this is like a close number two, because it's also just like, why wouldn't you just like do it yourself or like have your rep do it or like something? It's just,
I don't know.
Yeah. I really don't know. I don't know either
because I'm assuming she has connections. She has connections at all major publications, all major entertainment publications. So if she wanted to get something out herself and she wanted it to say a source says, they would have honored that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So this is much worse because she could have just, like you said, it could have, she could have contacted Daily Mail and said, this is what I know about Army. And they would have written an article and they would say, a source close to the situation says, and then that would be the end of it. But since she pretended to be someone else, this is even worse. So.
And did the friend know? Because if the friend didn't know, that's like a violation of their trust and privacy too.
Okay, listen, I didn't read any of the articles, so I don't want to say too much because I don't even know what's out there, but.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not so bad if the friend was kind of like helping her. But then why wasn't the friend just like doing it for her? I don't know. It just seems like.
I don't know the reason for anything other than the fact that she was very, obviously very angry with him.
The whole business of like, because like even at work, we're like dealing with this too. Like I told you when I was on here for the first time, like our standards are really high. But all the time, people are trying to like not even place information, just like we'll reach out to somebody to confirm something and the person will respond to us, but be like, but you can't like source me as the source of this information. You can still like print it and do your article and confirm it and everything. You just can't say I'm the one that told you. And it's like, who? It's like, it's just confusing the whole thing. And it's like, doesn't make sense because at the end of the day, it's like, this is this person's job to confirm this stuff. It just doesn't make sense. It's so weird.
But don't you honor that? Like I said, like, won't you say a source close to the situation?
We don't really like do that, but like, yes, like we will. Of course we honor, like if they're saying that we can't like attribute them, like we have to figure out how to attribute them, like if at all, and if like we're able to do the story. But like they're confirming or denying things that are like all over the media that they're placing there. They just don't want it to be like, I'll just give an example of something random, like Khloe Kardashian's rep. Like, I've never had an experience with her per se, but it's like a celebrity similar to her. The rep will like confirm or deny something. And they're like, yeah, you can like do an article on it. You just can't source me. But it's like, it's so weird. Like, who cares?
No, well, that's a good example because that's exactly what happened with Kim and Pete's breakup.
Right.
So all the article said, right. A source says, but the call was coming from inside the house.
Yes.
So it's like, it goes back to me saying like, people always, you know, ask me like about my sources, but it's the same shit. The sources aren't anonymous to me, just like they're not anonymous to reporters.
Right.
But sometimes when you present the information, they have to be anonymous. And all my information is presented anonymously.
It just doesn't make sense. It's just like, why wouldn't Kim want just to be on the record? Like, yeah, we've broken up. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I questioned this when it came out. I don't know. And my thing was to leave it open-ended in case there is a paparazzi picture of them a couple months later hanging out in LA or New York. That was my guess. And people were like, no, they're really broken up. They're really broken up. And I was like, I'm not saying, I think even you messaged me about this.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, they're really broken up. And I was like, I'm not saying they're not really broken up. I'm just saying, why didn't Kim give a quote?
Right.
I don't know that strategy because
I think I have a feeling with them, maybe they want people to tune into the show like months later.
Yeah, of course. But a lot of people do it. It's not just we're saying the Kardashians,
right.
But every celebrity does
it. It's just very weird.
And you know what? I'm gonna ask my publicists. I'm gonna get an answer for this. I'm gonna ask my publicists why people do this. Okay, well, the last blind item I wanna talk about. Oh my God, you guys literally blew my mind with this one. Somebody asked me what is one of the craziest things I've heard recently, and I said it was an A-list threesome that is so hot. And okay, that is all I said. I didn't give any, any indication of who it would be, people knew about this. So there is talk about this threesome. And I'll give you guys a hint just because so many people have messaged me about it that know about it. It's about a couple that's been in the press and a model. And I have to say, like, if anyone who like represents these three people are listening, like, maybe tighten up their circle a little bit, because I was shocked about how many people had heard this rumor.
Wow.
That's all I want to say about that. Yeah. I feel like my descriptors are pretty good. Like, do you have any guesses on this?
Me?
Yeah.
A couple that's in the press and a model?
Yeah.
Hot.
Like, I'm saying it's like
Brad, Angelina, and Emirata?
No, but not no. That's all I'm going to say.
When was the last time you tried having a threesome?
Never.
Oh my, because I tried like 2 nights ago, and girl, it was tough. Like, I was definitely out of practice, and like, it is like, I feel like it was something from our youth, and now that I'm a little bit older, it's like I definitely needed to brush up on my threesome angles.
Yeah, listen, like, I said never, like, I was being judgmental. I am not judgmental at all. You do what you want to do. My response was that it's never even crossed my mind. That was what my never response was to. Like, I don't know why. It's just, that's not something that would be for me. Let's put it that way.
I mean, maybe you're going to want to retract that, because who knows what happens in, like, 5-10 years.
Listen, I'd have a foursome. With the three people I'm talking about. Let's put it that way.
Okay. But it was a man, woman, and a woman.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But I feel like you guys might be able to guess. I mean, I literally was fucking shocked about the people that were like, wait, are you talking about? And I was like, holy shit, how have you guys heard this? And people were like,
how did people hear about it?
It's like in, you know, the circles. It's going around in certain circles. Let's put
not
it that
squares,
way.
Not triangles, circles.
It's
in the circles of like Hollywood, New York. Are we like in Aspen? Are we in Salt Lake City?
I think I'm gonna say New York. Yeah, I'm gonna say New York, and I'll say one more thing before we end the episode. One of the people involved wasn't satisfied.
I mean, it can be hard. I mean, I tried doing apparently, it like 2 minutes ago, and girl, like, I was struggling.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you need practice makes perfect. So maybe you just need
maybe
more
this couple will like launch a practice tutorial or something, some sort of like masterclass on threesomes.
It will sell. I'm telling you, that's how hot it is. That's how hot
did
it
we
is.
Talk about everything you wanted to talk about?
I did. I get a countdown on my through my text messages through from my producer throughout the episode. So that's why sometimes when I rush through things, and for anyone listening wondering why sometimes I rush through things, that's why. I'm getting the countdown as we're talking, and my anxiety level like starts building as she's like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, wrap it up. And I'm like, oh my God, there's still more I want to talk about. But we got through everything.
Amazing. I love talking with you so much. Like, it is always just such a breath of fresh air to talk to you.
Oh my God. Thank you. That's so nice. Ditto. Well, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, of course. I'm always here for you. You know, you're a little, I don't really give you that many tips or anything, because I feel like usually you hear it, but you're, if anything, it's like the reverse. I'll see something on you and be like, let's investigate this.
Yeah, I like, you know, I don't like to cross boundaries with people, with, you know, reporters and people in the media that I have relationships with. So, you know, sometimes I try to go around asking those people information to other sources. I don't think I've ever asked you, like, have you heard, I think maybe a couple times I've asked you, like, have you heard X,
and
Y,
I'm
and
always
Z?
Like, I'm in the, unless it's like a gay thing or like a bros thing or a Fire Island thing. But other than that, I'm pretty much like finding it out in your stories, you know?
Yeah. I like to respect our relationship in that way. I don't want to put you on the spot by having to tell me like anything you find out at work. So, yeah.
You would never.
Just a good sounding board.
You're very professional.
Yeah. But I love having you come back. I'll tag you so you guys follow Alex. He's adorable.
Aw, thank you, Boo.
You're so welcome. And thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
Yay!
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demois.